next. For 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The House of Representatives passed a budget resolution which opens the way forward on President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says we're losing jobs daily.
We could end up with 4 million fewer jobs this year, and it could take a year longer to return to full employment.
Arizona Republican David Schweiker says we must get kids back in schools.
And the speaker actually just spoke about this, which is the great irony of what we're doing to future earning power of everything from the parents to the children themselves.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The resolution passed by a vote of 218 to 212. Democrats argue the funds would help businesses and families in this pandemic-infected recovery. Economy. Republicans claim a significant amount of the spending does not specifically address coronavirus needs. The White House is voicing support for the Space Force after the press secretary sparked a backlash.
At Tuesday's briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki caused a stir when she was seemingly dismissive after being asked about the Space Force, which was created as a new military branch during the Trump administration.
Wow, Space Force.
After complaints from some lawmakers, Psaki put out a statement and told reporters that Space Force has the full support of the Biden administration.
We are not revisiting the decision to establish the Space Force.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
A new study may help answer one of the big open questions about the campaign to suppress the coronavirus outbreak. Researchers from Oxford University say AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine does more than protect people from falling seriously ill. It also has the potential to reduce transmission of the virus. On Wall Street, the Dow by 36 points, the NASDAQ dropped 2, the S&P up by 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a move to rename McCarran Airport after former Nevada Senator Harry Reid is being revived. The effort did not get anywhere 4 years ago when suggested by then-state Senator Tick Siegerbloom, but now the Clark County Commissioner is trying again, with at least a couple of his fellow commissioners signaling their support. County officials have the ultimate say-so on whether the name change will happen, since the airport is run by the Clark County Department of Aviation. Last summer, Nevada's congressional Democrats sent a letter to Governor Sisolak and state lawmakers asking for that change at the airport and the removal of the statue of McCarran at the U.S. Capitol. Well, three Las Vegas-based gaming companies have made the Fortune magazine's 2021 list of the world's most admired companies. Las Vegas Sands Corporation, MGM Resorts International, and Wynn Resorts made that prestigious list in the hotel, casino, and resort category. Las Vegas Sands was ranked fourth. Wynn Resorts came in fifth, followed by MGM in sixth place. The most admired company on Fortune's list for 2021, Apple. Well, the Clark County School District students will begin to head back to the classroom on March 1st. We'll give you more on that later.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, you're pretty much touch and go as you try to work your way past the stadium there. Interstate 15 southbound of Russell, that transition ramp in front of the stadium. There's some activity there on the right shoulder, and that's causing a little bit of confusion. Also, do look for some reduced speeds, Interstate 15 north in Alexander and South 15 at Flamingo.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day. Don't forget this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can also provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. America is witnessing a grim reality that is going largely unreported. I haven't seen this anywhere, to be honest with you. A surge of suicides among our nation's veterans. The COVID-19 pandemic spiraled
many veterans into unemployment and into depression and ultimately into suicide. Nationally, the rate of unemployment among veterans rose from 2.3% in April of 2019 to 11.7% 1 year later. And the amount of suicides spiking dramatically. A guy that follows this on a regular basis, he is the co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center, which does so much good for veterans and their families. Jim Littner, the co-founder of Veterans Transition Resource Center, joins us. Jim, how you been, my friend?
Good evening, Kevin. Long time no see.
It has been a while. The pandemic has cut into our time together, both out and in. Have you seen this spike in veteran suicides just in the last 10 months or so?
Well, we really have. As you know, we teach the Safe Talk program in conjunction with Rick Egan with the State of Nevada Suicide Prevention, and we have not been able to teach the class since last April. So we really have been remiss in trying to get the word out and educate people, but there's nothing we can do about it at this point. I guess we do have a class scheduled. RJ Doe, the co-founder with me of Veterans Transition Resource Center, does most of the teaching on the Safe Talk class. I believe we have one scheduled coming up, but even worse than the veteran, a lot of the young children, young kids, are committing suicide. That's doubled in the state of Nevada in this since this pandemic started.
And is that overall, or is that the children of veterans?
Well, both.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, suicide is suicide. When it gets, you know, our young people is our future.
Well, by the way, a number that is just reverberating in my brain is 19 deaths in the last 9 months in the Clark County School District.
Right.
And that is primarily middle school and high school. But one of the things we're finding is that the suicides by weapon, by gun, is spiking as well. Are you seeing that in any of the data that you've seen?
Well, yeah, certainly a lot of people with all that's going on out there are buying guns. Unfortunately, they're not well-trained. They are not showing good sense as far as safety and locking them away, and the kids get a hold of them.
Yeah.
And you bet. It's a bad situation.
Talk a little bit about the Veterans Transition Resource Center. How much have you been able to do? And I know you haven't been able to have the SAFE classes, but I'm curious what you've been able to do to reach out to our veteran population, which, by the way, across the state is huge.
Well, of course, we do the show, you know, our radio show every Saturday. It's a live call-in show that airs on AM, FM, as well as we stream on YouTube and Facebook and go out through iHeartRadio. So we reach a lot of people, and we are constantly talking about the COVID problems and reaching out to the veterans, encouraging people to call, even if the veteran lives across the street. Call him and see if he's all right. Reach out to these people. The suicides are going up, and I'll tell you, I don't know where it's going to stop. I know Veterans Transition Resource Center has been doing filing for benefits by appointment only. We're now starting to get back into a little bit of that. As you know, we're a 501c3 all-volunteer organization, so we depend on donations to stay alive, and we have not been able to do a fundraiser this year.
We got to work on that. We got to work on that, my friend. We got to work on that.
Yeah.
Is the government doing anything to outreach the veteran community?
Well, I think they are. You know, you hear a lot of lip service, but how much actually gets put to real use? I don't think enough. It's never enough. If you have one suicide, that's too many. But, yeah, they're reaching out. They realize the problem, and they talk about it, but Rick Egan and the State of Nevada Suicide Prevention Program, Fred with the Nevada Department of Veterans Services, they have a suicide area there. So people are starting to get together and reaching out more and more.
Tell me what the Veterans Transition Resource Center, give us a little bit of the history, because this has been an amazing organization that doesn't, last time I checked, doesn't get a dime of federal money.
No.
Can you talk about the history of this, you and your co-founder?
Well, we started the radio show 11 years ago.
Isn't that amazing?
Believe it or not, it's hard to believe that time's really flown by, but after about a year and a half on the air, we realized that we had to do more than talk about it. So we formed the first not-for-profit to reach out, help with benefits, teach suicide, help with job placement, homelessness. Unfortunately, we can't be all things to all people. So we have other organizations, VFW, American Legion, VVA, all of the other groups that we will work with. There's no egos here. If we get a veteran in and we can't help them, we will refer them to somebody that can.
I think that's absolutely amazing. You have changed locations over the years, but you're still servicing veterans from all across the region. Can you talk a little bit about how you do fund your organization? Because it's amazing to me, with no federal monies, that you've not just survived, but you've thrived.
Well, this past 7 months, R.J. Doe and I have funded it out of our pocket to keep it alive. And recently, the Carpenters Council stepped up with a donation for us, and some people are starting to come around, realizing how desperate the situation is with our veterans and their families. So we're starting to get a little bit of recognition and a few donations, but we have been feeding it out of our own pockets personally. And as you know, most of us at the organization are disabled veterans ourselves.
Talk a little bit about how folks can help you. Is it simply a matter of money? Is it volunteering? Eventually the pandemic's going to go away and you're going to be back to working 100%. Can you talk a little bit about what it is you need from people?
Well, everything helps. I mean, we get clothes donated that we get to the veterans and their family, food, Jim Ebert, with his connection with the Mormon Church and some of the different groups, we put food drives together. 3 weeks ago, we gave away 150 boxes of food as they drove through, and we put them in their cars. Money, of course, donations. Again, we're a 501c3 veteran public charity, so that is a tax write-off. But anything and everything helps.
And what would be your advice? You talked about doing welfare checks, checking on that neighbor across the street or next door that you know they're a veteran. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things we can do as citizens, as good citizens and good stewards of our city? Can you talk a little bit about what it is that we can do to maybe help during this time of pandemic?
Well, once again, pick up the phone and reach out to those veterans and their families and ask them if they're doing okay, if there's anything you can do to help them. A lot of the ways to prevent suicide is to reach out. And if you don't hear from them, call and get a welfare check on them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these older veterans that are by themselves that, they're really in distress right now.
Jim, in our final minute, how can folks reach out to you? Where can they go? Is there a phone number, a web address or whatever? How can people help you?
Well, as far as volunteers, we're always looking for volunteers to help us when we do our different fundraisers. We're located at 2955 East Sunset, right on Sunset Park. Phone number there, 702-954-6300. Or you can go up on vtrc.us. That's our website. Or veteranstransitionresourcecenter.com, which is a little bit long, but vtrc.us. And that shows all the programs we've got, what we're doing, what we're involved in, and you can also donate through that.
And give that phone number one more time.
702-954-6300.
Jim, it's always good visiting with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You keep on fighting that good fight, and we will soon get together, I promise.
Kevin, as always, be safe. Thank you so much.
There you go. Jim Littner. And by the way, Jim, are you still with us? Nope. Apparently not. Okay. But just suffice to say, check it out. Veterans Transition Resource Center. If you have a family member that is a veteran, if you're a family member of a veteran, you need to be talking to Jim Littner, the co-founder, along with R.J. Doe, of Veterans Transition Resource Center. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k fee disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a PhD at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people who call will get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or just text the word Vegas to 21000. Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, there is a revolution that is going on in northern Nevada. People that are thumbing their nose at the governor and Caleb Cage and others in his administration relative to the pandemic, relative to the emergency powers. And there are some, those, for instance, in Lyon County, county commissioner voted 5-0. To essentially ignore the governor's mandates. Yeah, this is getting serious. And by the way, you'll hear from Chuck Muth. He'll explain it all. The resolution in northern Nevada. And by the way, Nye County, I guess, going to vote tomorrow on it. That same kind of thing. Jim Jordan is one of my new heroes. He is a congressman from Ohio. And is absolutely amazing. Here was his reaction to Karl Rove on Marjorie Taylor Greene. By the way, the latest on that is that Kevin McCarthy is not going to do anything to censure Marjorie Taylor Greene. As I think he will probably say, that's for the people of her district in Georgia to make that determination. She serves at their pleasure, not his or the Republican caucus or conference. Anyway, this was Jim Jordan this morning from Ohio, the reaction to Karl Rove on the Marjorie Taylor Greene scandal. Listen to this.
If you believe that the Jews control a space laser that starts fires in Northern California, and that there's some unnamed high-ranking government official who's got a heretofore unknown security classification called Q, and all the nutty things that flow with that, you should be taken off the prestigious House Education Labor Committee and confined to the dark recesses of the furthest building away from the House floor, and then let the voters decide in the next election. She is a problem for our party.
Congressman, your response.
No one's condoning the remarks that she made. I've not heard any Republican say that those were appropriate. So that's not the issue. The issue is, once this starts, tell me where it ends, Sandra. Where does it? Who's next? I mean, look, think of the cancel culture, Sandra. I said this on January 13th on the House floor during debate. I told the Democrats, if you guys keep going down this road, keep attacking people, their First Amendment free speech rights, where does it end? It won't stop with Republicans. It'll go to all of us. And 13 days later, what happened in California? Dianne Feinstein's elementary school's name was taken off. So this will never end. And if we don't stop it now, every single American's at risk. And that's what concerns me. The idea that we're going to let this happen just because that we all disagree with what was said. That's not the point. It will never end. And if this goes forward, that's just one more blow to the First Amendment. And that's what should scare every single American. This is wrong. And you guys know it's wrong. And the whole country knows it's wrong. And that's why we should not stand for it.
At the same time, Congressman Jordan, you do have a number of Republicans who are saying that on the Democratic side, Ilhan Omar should lose her committee assignments because of things that she has said.
Well, the double standard. Look, the thing that bothers Americans more than anything else, John. I mean, there's all kinds of things they hate about this town. They hate when we spend money on stupid things. They hate all that. But what they mostly hate is the double standard. You had a member of Congress on the Democrat side say last summer, there needs to be more unrest in the streets. While there was unrest in the streets, somehow that's
fine. So should she lose her committee assignments?
But President Trump, no, I actually believe in the First Amendment. I think what she said was crazy when she says we need more unrest in the streets while there's unrest in the streets. I think that is wrong. I think that is harmful. But you know what? We have a First Amendment. What I don't want is people canceling everyone else. That is the most dangerous thing happening in our country today. Right now, Joe Biden says during his inauguration speech he wants to unify. Well, it's tough to unify when you're impeaching a president who's already left office. It's tough to unify when you're trying to cancel 75 million people who voted for that guy. That is what's tough to do. So I hope we can get past this. I hope we can get back to embracing the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Constitution. I hope we can. But based on where the Democrats want to go, I don't know if we're going to get there.
That's Jim Jordan. Always smart. He's a former wrestling coach and now a member of leadership in the House of Representatives, in the Republican caucus. He is, and by the way, he's right.